This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Forecasters are warning the parts of the South could see strong tornadoes today. It could be flooding rains and hail the size of tennis balls. More than 25 million people will be at risk. As this storm system moves across a region stretching from East Texas to Indiana and Georgia, cities that could see some severe weather, New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville, and Birmingham, Alabama. The Senate takes up the subject of marriage today, same-sex and interracial marriages. The Senate will vote on protecting them. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The rights of all married couples will never truly be safe without the proper protections under federal law. And that's why the Respect for Marriage Act is necessary.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The House would still have to vote on the legislation, and President Biden would have to sign it in order for it to become law. The U.S. plays Iran today in World Cup soccer. The U.S. has to beat Iran or it'll be eliminated. But there's a lot more attention being paid to this than you might think. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
It will be the first time the two nations play each other in the world-renowned competition in 24 years. This match is expected to be more politically charged than ever. Iran's nationwide protests and its expanding nuclear program, amongst other issues, have pushed the match beyond the stadium and into geopolitics. Denying there are any political tensions in the game, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said,
"Let's let the athletes do their thing."
Despite the denial, he did admit he would be watching.
"I will be cheering on Team USA."
I'm Karen Chamas.
House Republicans are promising aggressive oversight of the Biden administration once they assume the majority next year. In their sights, the business dealings of the president's son, Hunter Biden, illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the origins of COVID. This is AP News. The latest now on China.
Chinese universities are sending students home amid protests against coronavirus restrictions. China's ruling Communist Party is trying to prevent more protests after weekend crowds in at least eight cities demonstrated against its zero COVID policy and called for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. Police were out in force, and there was no word of protest Tuesday in Beijing or other major cities. Yesterday in Hong Kong, activists and about 50 university students from the mainland lit candles and chanted slogans in a show of support. Some restrictions were eased, and now universities are sending students home, calling in buses to take people to train stations. Tsinghua University, where students protested Sunday, said they were protecting students from COVID-19, but dispersing them to far-flung hometowns also reduces the likelihood of more campus activism. Dolly Yang, an expert on Chinese politics at the University of Chicago, says authorities are hoping to defuse the situation. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley. This is AP News.